to talk sports.
Do most things in general from the 80s hold up? I mean, the movies sucked, the music sucked, the clothing sucked. I mean, I don't know what really holds up from the 80s.
Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
The basketball legacy holds up.
I was going to say, because that's kind of a issue.
But he's holding up fine, too.
On 1340 WKGN.
Growing up, I was always terrified of AIDS. These scientists and medical people, they've really done a lot for AIDS, I think. Because Magic, I mean, he's been kind of the poster boy for AIDS, but he's made it.
Hour number two kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Set some hour two headlines. What do you got, Cody Mack?
Thanks, John. A Cowboys fan went shopping in Walmart on horseback after they won Sunday.
Say that again.
Thanks, John. A Cowboys fan went shopping in Walmart on horseback after they won Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you know Tennessee's defense through three games ranks 11th nationally on third down?
Third down for what?
Third down for what? You think they'll play that this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
I do.
You think?
I do.
Who said?
Me.
You think so?
No inside info.
You just believe they'll do it?
They did against Ole Miss. They'll pull it out against Florida. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they did?
Yep. In like the fourth quarter, like in a they just did it once, and it was like for a big, big third down, and the place went crazy. They'll do it again. They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they're doing.
Someone asked Mike Leach yesterday if there was something he can say to his team to fix things after they lost to LSU, Mississippi State.
Are things broken for Mississippi State? People are just calling them a top 20 team.
Well, I don't know. They lost to LSU Saturday, and so a reporter asked Leach what he could do to fix it. He said, quote, "You think there was a sentence or two that wasn't said last week? Left out a phrase? Maybe a couple of words? Maybe a key adjective here or there? I think it's a little more complex than that." Basically saying there's nothing he can say to fix it. It's just execution.
Yeah.
Mike Leach has to microdose.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
He's a microdoser for sure.
Trippy guy.
A man started swinging an axe in a McDonald's after he got rejected by a girl.
Been there, bro.
You have?
Yeah.
But
I saw that he was like released without bail. Like he just let him out of jail. Like, was there something with that?
Interesting.
Apparently, an Uber Eats driver was the one who videotaped this interaction. There was a man who basically was upset inside the McDonald's. It was late night, like 2 in the morning or something. People
Checks
just
out.
Trying to get a quarter pounder, and he was in there swinging his axe around. The Uber Eats driver said a guy was asking for a girl's number, asking where she's from, et cetera. She didn't want anything to do with him, so he's trying to hit on her in the McDonald's. People are just there trying to eat, get some late-night drunk food, you know.
Sure.
But instead of just walking away after not getting the attention he craved.
If you don't like me, I'm going to kill you.
This guy ended up getting in a fight with three different guys. He was clearly in some sort of a rage, and then the axe came out.
Well, I bet that person thinks twice next time that she rejects him.
Where did the axe come from?
Yeah, where did the axe come
it
from?
It says he had it in his bag.
Oh.
He had a bag with him, and he took a casual walk over to his bag, and that's where he grabbed his axe.
Okay.
So apparently he didn't really plan to go into the McDonald's and start swinging an axe.
But he happened to have it. He planned to be ready in case it
He always keeps
happened,
that thing
though.
On him.
Yeah.
He planned to be ready. And sometimes let that be the lesson. If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Yeah, but this guy, like you said, he's not in jail. He's just walking around with his axe somewhere.
Speaking of not in jail.
Walking the streets.
Did you see where Adnan Syed got out?
I did. That was going to be in my news, too. He was from that Serial podcast.
Really the first hit of the true crime series that I can recall, at least. Am I wrong in that? Do you guys have any other ones like that
one? No, I mean, it was around 2014.
Yeah.
That was when podcasts first started, like, becoming kind of a thing.
Right. Kind of blew up, and it was just a story that kind of captivated people, and now here we are, 21 years, I think, maybe 21, 23 years after his arrest. He is a free man for at least a month. They have him under house arrest, I believe, for a month as they decide whether or not they're going to try to bring a new case against him.
I thought I had heard on the news that they had 3 days, I believe, to decide whether or not.
It's 30 days. It's not 30 days.
Maybe it's 30 days. Maybe it's 30 days. Maybe I misheard.
Well, I think he gets now 30 days of house arrest.
But they have to decide in that time whether they're going to bring a new case against him or or whether that he'll just be a free man. They'll drop the charges, basically.
I believe that's it. I will try to verify.
I thought I heard 3 days, but 30 days makes more sense. 3 days is kind of a quick turnaround.
I will try to verify because I don't want to mislead you. I thought I'd saw 30 days, so let me check.
It's probably 30 days. Why would it be three?
Yeah. Prosecutors have 30 days, according to the Washington Post, to decide whether they will retry Syed in the killing of 18-year-old Haemin Lee. So, like, Monday...
Is he related to Ben Lee?
No. I don't think. That would have been kind of weird if he didn't tell us. But Mosby said after the Monday decision that her office had not yet declared him innocent, but that he was entitled to a new trial, quote, in the interest of fairness and justice. So, we shall see.
The FDA warns that you should not cook your chicken in NyQuil.
What? Why not?
Apparently, one social media trend relying on peer pressure now is online video clips of people misusing non-prescription medications and encouraging viewers to do so too. NyQuil,
just one of these. Just trying to make your, you know, meat leaner. You know,
it's good. It's pretty good. Yeah.
I'm back, baby.
Yeah. He's back.
Yep, but the FDA says do not cook your chicken in NyQuil.
That's going to turn it purple too, right? That's going to look ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm sure it would look kind of odd, purple or green. I guess these people were mixing the chicken in a mixture of acetaminophen, dextromethorphan, and doxylamine. Those are the basic ingredients of NyQuil and some other over-the-counter cough products. Okay, the FDA says what?
Oh, go ahead. I thought you were done.
Boiling a medication can make it much more concentrated and change its properties in other ways. No. Even if you don't eat the chicken, simply inhaling those vapors while cooking it could cause high levels of the drugs to enter your body, could also damage your lungs.
Oh.
You asked me if I was worried about the Titans. Mike Vrabel addressing the media right now. Uh-oh. Quote, this isn't the time for wholesale changes. It's time to get back to the basics and doing what we believe in. So I guess we're going to keep doing that same exact offense. So.
Getting back to the basics. Does that mean
more Derrick Henry?
Running the ball more?
Yeah. Say he's not making any staff changes. So,
we
shall see.
Did you want staff changes?
I wanted somebody else calling the offense, yes. I don't have any confidence in our offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Yep.
Adam Levine is denying having an affair. He does admit that he crossed the line. You may have seen over the last couple of days, it was rumored that he wanted to name his new baby after his former lover. The baby is not with that woman.
The baby's with his wife.
It's with his wife.
So wait, what line did he cross?
Well, there are allegations that he cheated on his wife and wanted to name their child after his alleged mistress. Adam Levine is now speaking out. He said, a lot is being said about me right now and I want to clear the air. I used poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner.
So he's saying he flirted with someone.
So he definitely cheated on his wife. I did not have an affair. Nevertheless, I crossed the line during a regrettable period in my life. So he broke his silence after the Instagram model Sumner Stroh went viral with a TikTok video in which she said she dated Levine for about a year. Shared many Instagram messages she said were from him and appeared to be linked to his verified account. She said at the time she was young, naive, and quite frankly, she felt exploited.
How old was she?
I don't know.
It was weird that she took to like TikTok or Instagram looking for sympathy.
Oh no, I dated somebody rich and famous. Ooh.
Right. So she said of Adam Levine that he said to her, this. Okay, serious question. I'm having another baby, and if it's a boy, I really want to name him Sumner. You okay with that? Dead serious. That's what she said that Adam Levine said to her.
Why would he want to name anything that name in the
first place? Levine said of the messages, in certain instances, it did become inappropriate. I have addressed that and taken proactive steps to remedy this with my family.
Yeah, all the progress they've probably made has kind of gone by the wayside now that it's such a public story.
Why would you want to name your... I wouldn't want to name my boy Sumner.
Yeah, me neither.
Sumner?
After the fort?
That's Sumter, isn't it?
Is it my Fort Sumner? Never mind. Take a trivia point
away. I honestly don't know.
Take a trivia point away. There is a Sumter. Yeah.
It's Sumter.
Okay. Either way. Well, no.
Do I get a 1-0 lead in trivia?
No, there's a Fort Sumner. It's just.
Oh, is there?
Yes. Yeah,
is that the one you were thinking of?
It's in New Mexico. That's
okay.
That's the one I've been to. Okay. That's the one I've been to.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really popular one, I guess. Yep. A lot of people go to it.
I don't even know if it's actually a fort. I think it's just a village. Yeah. Population of 1,000. It's my type of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, last headline here, just a local story for you. Road rage led to a fatal crash on Alcoa Highway, police say.
Did you see anything about this over the weekend?
No. No, I didn't. I'm reading it now. It said a 34-year-old Maryville man was killed Saturday morning on Alcoa Highway.
Yeah, and they found the other guy who got arrested. His Jeep turned over, and he had his three children with him. As he was high-speed racing and wrecked someone and then flipped his car, and he got three counts of reckless endangerment because he had three of his children with him. I don't know if they're all his children. I guess he had three kids with him. I assume they were his children, but I guess they could have been
Christ. Not.
But
So the kids, they're okay, though.
The only person that died was the other guy that wrecked.
Yeah, okay. Well, at least
as far as I know, at
least everybody else lived, you know. I mean—
Yeah,
pretty crazy.
Yeah. I mean, if you'd have thrown in some children dying there, then yeah, it would have gotten to be a much worse story.
Well, they arrested the guy and charged him with a count of vehicular homicide, and yeah, like you said, three counts of the reckless endangerment. But they're saying that road rage was the cause. So I guess this guy just went.
So they just got into it, and he's like, you know what, I'm going to wreck you.
These things, yeah, they happen on the road, you know. They were both traveling north on Alcoa Highway. The Jeep crossed two lanes of traffic and struck the Altima, causing both vehicles to leave the roadway. Yeah, basically. Other guy died. Carol was pronounced dead. The three juveniles, aged 8 to 13, were in the Jeep with him.
They're a little bit older than I thought, I guess, but they were 8 to 13 is still pretty young.
They were taken for treatment, so I guess they'll be okay. But, yeah, they say that the Alcoa police, they're calling it a road rage incident. So I guess this guy just got a little angry on the road, which does happen, but you can never just wreck another car, you know. That's if you can't get to that point,
crossing the line.
He did cross a line. That's true.
That's tough. Let's go to break. We'll dive into some Gators content afterwards, some college football news. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Fan Run live stream is brought to you by Linderman Sports Medicine, located in Memphis, but people come from all over Tennessee and beyond to get back in the game of life without surgery at Linderman Sports Medicine. Visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com to learn how you can have a healthier lifestyle. LindermanSportsMedicine.com. Some college football news. Bedlam will be no more once Oklahoma comes to the SEC. Both Oklahoma and Oklahoma State have announced.
That's pretty sad.
It is kind of sad.
No more Bedlam.
No more Bedlam.
So they're just not going to play.
Correct.
Much like Texas and Texas A&M.
Yep.
Until
Oklahoma State comes to the SEC, disappear. They will not play again.
It does always surprise me that teams don't. The schools don't even want to, like, continue those because I feel like it's a good money-making game if you just do, like, a home-and-home every year.
I can see why Oklahoma State doesn't want to continue it.
Why wouldn't they want to?
They've been...
They never win it.
They win it enough, don't they?
No.
Yeah, at this point. They've won it they've like been winning the conference or in the champion conference championship.
Is that it?
Let me
Google. That surprises me if it's that
Oklahoma,
bad.
Oklahoma State Winsipedia. Winsipedia is a good site for this. It shows you the series results.
Yeah. It's 19-90 all time.
Since 2003, Oklahoma State's beaten them three times.
Since 2003?
Yep. They did beat them last year, though.
Yeah.
And they beat them in 2014 and 2011.
Okay.
So I was thinking of last year.
So that's more than we've beaten Florida in that time. Well, actually, no, it's not. It's the same amount. Right? Because 03, yeah, we beat Florida 03, 04, and 2016.
Three wins since 2011, though, is not a bad clip.
It's the exact same series as us in Florida since 03, actually. Except, like you said, theirs came more recently.
Since 03, sure. But again, since 2011, they've gotten three wins. So, I mean, not much better. I'm not acting like I thought it was closer than that.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, Gundy doesn't really beat them.
I guess in 2018, they lost by 1 point, so I guess it was the games have been fairly close-ish recently. 2017 was a 10-point game, so maybe that's a part of the reason why. 2012, Oklahoma won by 3. 2013, they won by 9, so they haven't all been as lopsided. If you're Oklahoma State, though, you want to end that? Because I feel like if you're Oklahoma State, that's a pretty good chance to catch a tired Oklahoma team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just looking at it as it's a series that you just don't really win much. 90-19 all time. I mean, that's worse than us against Kentucky, right?
I would say so. No, I mean, yeah, it has been a beatdown. No, 100%, it has been. I would say that if I'm Oklahoma, I'm like, hey, we don't need this. We don't need this other Power 5 game where we could potentially slip up at the end of the year, where they're going to be trying harder than we are because we've been drained by the SEC. We don't need this now. If I was Oklahoma, I'd want to have it. If I was Oklahoma State, I'd probably still want to play it.
Well, for both schools, it is their biggest game of the year. I mean, it's
No, for Oklahoma, Texas is bigger. Right? Texas has been bigger than Oklahoma State. They don't view Oklahoma State as their biggest rival in football. They view Texas as their biggest rival in football, right?
I would
not sure.
Think, I'm not sure about from their perspective. From the outside perspective, yes, absolutely. I think people are like, yeah, that's the bigger game.
I mean, that's the one that usually decides like who wins. Mm-hmm. Well, when they had divisions.
From the outside, sure. I don't know about how they view it.
They used to have the divisions.
They used
right?
to, yeah.
Was Texas and Oklahoma in the same one, right?
They really hate Oklahoma State. But now, in terms of how much it matters for conference supremacy. Obviously, Texas typically is more of a – I don't know, though. Oklahoma State, those teams have been good for the last 10 years.
I just think Texas is the bigger game. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not an Oklahoman. I don't know.
You'd have to ask an Oklahoman. It's a pretty bitter rivalry. I know an Oklahoma State fan I could call.
Well, I don't need his perspective because I know they hate Oklahoma.
Well, he lives in – well, no, he doesn't live in Oklahoma, but he grew up His wife's
he's going to think it's Oklahoma State because he wants to feel important.
His wife's from
it's
Oklahoma.
Like Tennessee, it's like Tennessee, Alabama, Alabama, Auburn. I know a group of Alabama fans on Twitter always troll Auburn by talking about how Tennessee is their biggest rival.
Oh, yeah.
And they might be fucking old heads, but like it drives Auburn fans crazy because they want to be Alabama's biggest rivals. Like, oh, no, we don't really care about the Auburn game. We care more about the Tennessee game.
I'm not sure what the answer to that is.
Oklahoma, Texas is crazy to be so close, like for a rivalry that's played over 100 times.
It's obvious, yeah, that's obviously been more competitive.
It's played, I think, 117 times by my counts.
It is the Red River Shootout.
62, 50, and 5 is the record. It's pretty close.
It is the Red River Shootout.
Yeah, I'm the one saying it's bigger.
The old Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, I'm the one saying it's bigger. You're the one claiming that Bedlam's
bigger. Well, it ain't Bedlam.
Didn't they change the name of the Red River thing?
It's just the Red River Rivalry now, yes. It's not the shootout anymore. Mm. We have a gun problem in this country.
It's very stupid.
Brought to you by Call of Duty. We can have ball games brought to you by Call of Duty, but we can't have a shootout at the World's Fair.
Yeah, that's definitely
Texas State Fair, whatever.
Exacerbating the gun problem by calling the game a shootout. because some guy might go there and think, well, they called it a shootout. I thought I could come start shooting my guns.
I'll show them shootouts.
Touchdown, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, I'll show them shootouts. It is stupid.
No.
It's very stupid. It's like taking away the beer barrel for Tennessee, Kentucky because some kids died in a car wreck or something.
Thirty years ago. We were too late on our anti-PC culture, right? We let them take too many things from us before we got fed up. we should have really, you know, we had all of our efforts into Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays. Even though, you know, not everyone celebrates Christmas. People do have other holidays. But, like, we should have been trying to protect our legacy with the Red River Shootout and the world's largest outdoor cocktail party and all these rivalry games they keep trying to take from us. They're coming for the Civil War, too, by the way. What are you going to say? They're coming for that.
I'm sure they will. They've already taken the Redskins from us.
Yeah.
They took the Cleveland Indians from us.
They did.
What's next? The Florida State Seminoles?
No, no.
They're taking our rivalries.
They took our rivalries.
They're taking everything good in this country.
Taking we should have stopped them.
Taking our rivalries.
What are they going to take next? Cowboys? They done took the Indians. They going to take the Cowboys next?
They can have the Cowboys.
How funny would that be if they made the Cowboys change their name? Their fan base would lose its mind.
That's what the Redskins.
They would never.
That's what the Native Americans that the Redskins tried to lobby and like get them to defend their name. They should actually be like, you know what? If you're taking the Indians' name, taking the Redskins, we really need the Cowboys to go away too. Because Cowboys. Imagine what they did to our people back on the frontier back in the day.
It's the most white thing you can do, I think, is to change a football team name and think you're making a difference.
I would say it would be complaining about what Starbucks puts on your cup.
Yeah.
That would probably be.
What do you mean?
Well, that's where the start all started. They were mad Starbucks was writing Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. This is where it all began.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
that's why you complain about that is what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, like, forget the fact that you know, you committed the genocide and everything. That yeah, sure, there was that. But also, should we call this team name? Should we call them the Redskins? You know, that's offensive. I think it's more the smallpox blankets they had a problem with.
Probably.
More so than the NFL team name. But, you know.
Either way.
Just one guy's opinion.
Nevertheless. So Bedlam's no more, but we do have a pretty big rivalry. The third Saturday in September coming at you this weekend. None of us really call it the third Saturday in September.
We need a good name for the Florida game.
It's being played on the fourth Saturday this month. But
let's come up with a new name for our rivalry with Florida.
See what you can come up with during the break.
The Mattress Burning Affair.
Let's keep working. That one's not good. Okay. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, Cody, what'd you come up with for the bowl name?
How about
the rivalry name?
Old Fashioned Chaos.
That's pretty terrible. Travis admits it was better in the 90s rivalry.
You can't call it that.
Welcome to the It Was Better in the 90s game.
The 90s bowl. The 90s brawl.
It wasn't much better in the 90s for us.
How about some kind of brawl?
A brawl?
How about the mountain and swamp brawl?
Something close to that.
Do we go with geographical features? The battle of the mountains and the
swamp versus Appalachian
swamps.
It really tricks me out on the Wikipedia that they give us black and Florida orange.
Yeah,
that is annoying.
Smoky, weird. Smoky versus Gator Bowl. Smoky Albert Bowl. Tom Petty versus Kenny Chesney.
We have won seven times since 1990. Is that higher than you thought?
Seven times?
Yeah.
Oh, that's about what I would have thought.
Okay. Largest margin of victory was 45-3.
That was in 1990.
It was in 1990. Chances we break it.
I want to come up with a name.
You're not coming up with a name.
For this game.
Nothing's going to be good for us. Nothing's going to make us feel good about it.
The Fulmer Spurrier, the Spurrier.
No, they're not around
anymore. Well, let's try it. Can we think of things? Think through it.
What did you just do for the last 4 minutes?
I need help. I can't do it alone.
I told you.
Let's think of
better
some,
than the 90s.
Here, let's get the audience to participate and get the audience to help. But let's give them some information. Here's some things about Florida, okay? Swamp, Tom Petty, Gators.
Jorts.
Humidity.
Yeah.
The
East.
Probably like gold chain jewelry.
You can get down to Florida. Can you get to Gainesville on
I-75? I-75. Yeah. Ooh, maybe you call it the I-75 Bowl.
But we are on I-40.
Well, we're on I-75 too.
No, not Neyland Stadium isn't.
Jorts first moonshine.
Moonshine Jorts Bowl fair.
But I think there's a lot of people in both states that like Jorts and moonshine. Yeah. I know we always talk about how Florida loves their jean shorts, but hey, have you ever jean shorts kind of make you feel cool sometimes? No, they don't. But they're okay. I bet Florida fans like moonshine, I guess is my point.
The drinking and cussing bowl.
There you go, the drinking and cussing bowl. You've nailed it. Lock it in.
It's got to be a natural name. It's got to be a good name. It's got to be like.
It doesn't have to do anything with the teams. You don't have to do that.
It's got
to
be like, cool.
Georgia and Florida are just a cocktail party.
But that's a cool name. The world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
It has nothing to do with Georgia or Florida. You're getting hung up on like what's happening in Florida and Georgia. It doesn't have to happen that way.
Well, no, I'm just
world's largest Jorts convention.
I'm just thinking. I'm thinking.
Like the Red River Shootout. I assume is there a Red River? I guess between Florida or excuse me, between Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm
Bedlam. What does Bedlam mean? It just means like a clash, right? Like, what does Bedlam mean?
I think it is just a clash.
It's like a war, right?
What about the Battle for Georgia?
Battle for Georgia. There you go. You nailed it, man.
The state in between.
It is annoying, but they're in between. It throws this whole thing off.
Like, Bedlam is just means, like, uproar and confusion.
Okay, yeah.
We could also just be Bedlam. That's yeah, really Bedlam.
The battle for second in the East, most times.
Well, it used to be the first, but yes. We Wish We Were Georgia Bowl.
The Make or Break Tennessee's Season Bowl.
There you go. Do we have like a famous like father son rivalry, big brother little brother rivalry? David versus Goliath. I know they weren't related. That's what Florida fans would say to us, the You Never Beat Us Bowl. Now we're just getting depressing.
It has to have
which shade of orange is better bowl?
I think we just got to stick with the third Saturday in September, even though it's on the fourth Saturday. I think that's what we got to do. That's what college football, that's what EA Sports told us back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
They did, yeah.
That's just what we got to go with. It's the third Saturday in September.
What about the battle for September?
The battle for September. There you go. You nailed it. Sell some shirts.
I kind of like that. The battle for September.
For September?
Yeah. Because if you win it, you get September. That's your month.
We never play them in October.
No, never.
Well, we did in 2014, but that was like the only time. Other than like 1991.
Is there a way to work Green Day into it somehow?
Green Day? Because of September ending?
Wake me up when September ends.
Yeah. What about the Earth, Wind, and Fire?
The Boulevard of...
You know, we play on September
22nd. Do you
22nd.
Remember?
Yeah, we play on the 22nd of September in 2018.
The first night of September.
That's 21st. Oh, we've done that three times.
That song always puts me in a good mood.
It's a good song.
Last year, I saw Eric Clapton on that day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think we have failed at naming the bowl.
The Boulevard of Broken Dreams Bowl.
All right, and then people are going to ask why, and you'll say because it's cause September.
Ooh,
ends.
The Bowl of Broken Dreams. The
I don't like this.
The Dream Breakers Brawl. Well, I tried. At least I put some effort in. For now, I'm going to call it the Battle for September.
The Battle for September. We are mere days away. The last time we played on September 24th. Was the last time we won.
How about that? A lot of similarities between this one and 2016.
How do you figure?
Well, they're just a star.
Is there anything to this? Can I workshop something with you? I've been thinking. Like, we've obviously had a curse when it comes to this rivalry, right? One of our most beloved players, if not our most beloved player, of course, never beat Florida, right?
Juwan Jennings, he got him once.
No, Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah.
And Derek Berry, but Peyton Manning.
I'm out on Peyton Manning.
I'm not a big fan either, but he's a main figure in Tennessee football history.
I went into his bar last week. I hadn't been in there yet.
Okay, and what was your takeaway?
Not impressed.
So now you're just out on him?
It was just kind of a shrine to him.
Well, it's his. Cody says mountains versus murders.
I didn't say that.
No, the other Cody. We have another Cody that listens to the show.
Who?
This guy named Cody. Fall Brawl? That's not bad. Not bad, okay, Fall Brawl.
Terrible. Pretty bad.
It's better than the Battle for September or the Bowl of Broken Dreams.
Fall Brawl
is better than what you came up
fall
with.
Fall Brawl is not better than the Battle for September.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
The Fall Brawl is better.
No.
It is.
No.
It is.
No, it isn't.
Now, I would say that you run into some problems because fall extends too far, I would say.
Right. Although, it's not even fall.
It's
not
it is.
Even fall.
It almost always is on the equinox. The fall equinox is what? September 21st?
What equinox? On the calendar?
Is it September 21st or September 22nd? Isn't that one of the times in the season
no,
change?
No, not on the Gregorian.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're saying fall officially starts?
On like September 21st.
It's still hot.
I don't make the rules.
Well, who makes the rules? Gregorius?
God, I guess.
22nd.
22nd. Okay, so I always get confused because like summer's 21st, right? Then fall's 22nd or something like that.
So it's officially fall this weekend?
On Thursday. And that game is usually right there. Like the game is traditionally like the 17th through the 24th. So like,
you know, we are going to have.
It is right when the fall begins. It is usually the first weekend or last weekend of. You know, it's right there on the cutoff.
You know, we are going to have temperatures down into the 50s this weekend.
Yeah, I was trying to decide what I'm wearing to the game. What are you wearing to the game?
Something cool.
Cool as in people are back. Wow, that guy's cool. Or like cool as in like it's hot and I want to stay cool. It's
the latter.
So you want to stay cool. So you're wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Probably. But by the time nightfall comes.
That's what I'm asking.
But, well, I think it's still going to be shorts weather, but like late into the night, by midnight, it might be kind of cool.
Well, I plan on this being an all-day thing. I'm going to be out at 6:30 a.m.
You are not going to be out at midnight if you're out at 6:30 a.m.
Yes, I will. I'm an adult.
You're telling me you're going to be the.
If we
first
win,
of all.
When we win. When first we win. Of all. If we lose, going home. If we lose, I will go home and immediately take a shower and just sit there in the shower for about an hour. Just want to go ahead and get that out.
The old shower sit.
Yeah, the power hour shower sit. That's what I'm going for if we lose.
There you go. The power hour shower sit. Yep. That's a name. Say that five times
the
fast.
The power hour shower. Gotta slow down. Gotta slow down.
Power hour shower sit.
Between the shower and the sit. Gotta really
power hour shower sit.
You gotta really slow down there.
Power hour shower sit.
Yeah, I can't do it.
We're playing a dangerous game.
I will not win the game. So
that's the name for the rivalry game now. The power hour shower sit.
And if we lose, it becomes the shower, you know what. But yes, mark it down 6:30 to at least midnight. At least.
That's 18 hours of drinking.
Yeah.
That's a long day.
It is.
That's going to be a long ride, buddy.
I reserve the right to go a little early if I find me a baddie before then, but I will probably just be out celebrating with the boys.
Will there be anybody, do you think, throughout the day that can help us extend the day? You know what I'm saying.
No, I didn't, but I.
You like to party. I'm saying by 2 o'clock, it's going to be kind of a, you know. You think anybody will have any?
What are you talking about?
Adderall. Rhymes with schmatterall. Why 6:30, by the way? Why?
That's when I can get a spot. That's when I can get started. The game starts at 3:30.
Okay, but 6:30's
a good time.
Really early.
It's not that early.
The sun's barely up.
Right. You beat the crowd. I think you're underestimating. It's going to be a madhouse by like 8 a.m. So if you're out there.
By 8?
If you're trying to get out there at 8 a.m., I think you're going to be late, my friend. Like, I think people that are trying to grab spots will be out there by 8 a.m.
I was at game day in 2012.
And that was a night game, though.
Same.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
This is a 3:30 game. That game started at least at like 6, right? Or 7? Like,
okay,
it was a night
game. Yeah, you're right. You're right. But I was just going to say it was not quite a madhouse at 8 a.m., but it was. There were people.
But also, yeah, it was a night game.
Yeah, it's true. So maybe it will be a madhouse. 6:30 a.m. Boy, that's whew.
Don't worry about me.
I'm
a big boy.
Yeah, I know you're a big boy. I can see that by looking at you. What's the tailgate going to be like? Are you going to have a truck in there? Or?
Truck to do what? What do I need a truck for? To sit on the tailgate? Well, like
the whole.
You want to have a tailgate to sit on? Like literally?
I just mean like the whole setup. Is there?
It's gonna be fun.
Will there be a tent? Will there be
a tent? Yeah, for a circus.
Will there be tables?
I got a clown right here, staring at him. I'll bring you a red nose.
Do you need help with setting up?
6:30. I'll see you at 6:30.
I could help you set up probably by 8:30.
It'll be set up by 8:30.
Well, how are you doing it? Are you just doing all this alone?
Text me and bring me a biscuit.
See, I'm going to have a late night Friday, though, so am I going to have to just not sleep? I'm working the bar.
I know, but
I'll be at Hops and Hollers pouring beer for Russell and his goons.
Right, but that you close by like 11 or 12.
Well, yeah, but then I got to wind down. I got to go straight to sleep and be up at 6:30. I don't know.
This is going to be tough.
I mean, I could get by with 6 hours of sleep.
I mean, some of us can. It's Florida week. We don't have very many of these left in us where we can do this.
When you put it that way.
This might be the last one I have in my so-called prime. I've watched enough sports to know after 32, athletes start going downhill. Look at Julio Jones. Ryan Tannehill can barely move now. He can't run. He used to be pretty athletic just last year. He could run around. He didn't run once last night. I know enough.
Mm-hmm.
To know that you got to take advantage of these. Who knows?
This could be our last one.
By the time Florida comes back to Knoxville 2 years from now, think about how different your life could be.
I could be dead.
You could be. I'm being serious. Think about it. Think about how different your life could be in just the 2 years it takes them to get back. Think about how much has changed here in Knoxville since the last time they were here. COVID, December 5th of 2020. How much different has your life been over those 2 years? Pretty drastic for me. Not really.
Since December 2020?
I mean, not drastic, but think about the difference between 18 to 20, though. Think about that. Think about how different it was from 2018 to 2020.
Yeah. Quite a difference.
It's going to be your last time.
I just like sleep.
It's fine. If you want to sleep, some people sleep.
No, because when you put it that way, then that triggers my FOMO. Then it's like I'm sleeping through the fun.
You are.
I just need to be awake then, you know?
This is something we've been waiting for so long. Uh-huh. And I was going to say, you didn't let me finish, but I was just going to point out, I'm working something in my head about this whole curse. This would be, when we kick Florida's ass on Saturday, this would be 16 of the last 18 games. 16, 18, Peyton, college number, pros number, curse is over. And then we start our new streak against Florida. They've won 16 of 17 right now, which is pretty sickening to say out loud. So when we win on Saturday, it'll be 16 of 18. 16, 18, Peyton, curse, over.
What's the curse?
Something with Peyton. Okay. I mean, he never beat him.
He's going to be at the game, though.
I don't care. Curse will be over.
Oh, no.
Curse will be lifted.
All right. Well,
16 of 18.
Well,
get it? 16 was his college number. 18 was his professional number.
I see what you're saying.
It's over. It'll be a wrap. You get it, right? You understand what I'm
saying,
right?
I get it.
16 of 18, curse over. You're not getting it. You're not understanding what I'm saying. 16 was his college number. 18 was his pro number.
Oh,
they won 16.
You're talking about his jersey number.
Yes, they've won. They've won 16 of the last 18.
I get it.
The curse will be over when the clock strikes zero.
Maybe my curse will be over when the clock strikes 6:30.
On the 22nd on Thursday when we get here and it becomes fall.
I want to start drinking Friday on the show.
Okay, that seems like a bad idea because you have to work and I just told you I got to get up at 6:30 and go the whole next day. That seems like a bad idea.
I know, but it's going to be such a drinking mood.
I'm going to go by and see you, Ops and Hollers, The Drive, Christopher Gabriel. I'm going to go by and see you guys Friday night.
Oh, yeah, Christopher Gabriel will be there.
Then I'm going home, and I'm going to sleep, and I'm waking up 6 o'clock.
So what time are you going to sleep, mister?
By midnight. I'll be asleep by midnight.
Uh-huh. So you're saying we could go to sleep at the same time then?
And I'll be up at 6:30. I'll be up at 6 and out there by 6:30.
And you'll still be going at midnight?
Just watch and learn. Watch and learn.
Watch and learn.
Watch and learn. Put it on the board.
Do you know who you're talking to?
Put it on the board, Cam.
Who do you think you're talking to here, Johnny Bananas?
Put it on the board, Cam. I will check in. Again, unless I find me a baddie, who knows? Everything's off the board then.
Okay.
Maybe Friday night I can find a friend.
There you
too.
Go. Yeah.
You know?
Send us the break. Yeah. We'll continue the conversation afterwards as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. He's on the scene. He's the first to leave. Jeb writes in. Says, as a 43-year-old who used to get to the parking lot behind old Charlie's on the strip at 6 a.m. to tailgate, but he can tell us that the end is near. And that's what I want you to know, Cody. The end is near.
I don't know what you mean by that.
The end is near. Because one day you wake up and you just ain't got it anymore, I think is what Jeb's saying.
That's sad.
It's just the way of the world. Now, I don't know if we're ever going to have to worry about finding lovers and having kids and responsibility and families, that might not be in the card for us.
That sounds like the worst thing to me.
Sometimes I think it doesn't sound so bad. Now, if I was your kid, I would probably think it sounds pretty terrible too. I wouldn't want you being responsible for me, so I get that.
I can barely keep my cat alive.
I understand. That's what I'm getting at. But I will say, like, you know, the end is near. And this might be the best we ever have it when it comes to Tennessee, Florida. It might be. This might be it. This is what you've been waiting for. How long have you been waiting to be double-digit favorites over Florida? And it's not even a Florida team that's not getting any respect. It's a Florida team that's still number 20 in the country. They are still Florida to some people. They are still relevant. They still have a quarterback that people think is good. They're calling first-round talent. They still have that. This isn't a probation death sentence, Florida. This is a top 20-ranked Florida, and you are ranked by double-digit points over them. Did you ever think you were going to see that?
And if you win, you'll be in the top 10.
If you win, you'll be in the top 10. Precisely.
When's the last time you could say you were in the top 10?
2016.
Yeah, so this kind of game comes around once every about 6 years. Something like that. Well, not really, but
yeah, I was gonna say I don't think so. But I mean, we weren't double digit favorites in 2016.
No, but it was just as big of a game. But that's the only one I can remember that since what 2006 would be the last time it was that big of a game.
Yeah,
2006. That one was obviously a significant game. You could kind of count 2012, but not really looking back on it.
No.
Not in hindsight, I mean, but at the time,
2012 felt big.
Yeah, you had game day here.
But you were like 3-point favorites, 3.5-point favorites in that game.
You did have game day here. That's always a sign that it's a pretty big game.
But you're not fully grasping. Double-digit favorites. This is the first time.
I am grasping.
Ever. I'm just saying, like, you keep, like, 2012 is nothing compared to, like, the amounts.
I know what you are saying.
So it's never happened.
You are saying that we must enjoy this and savor it.
Never.
Because in the next time it happens, if it's in 6 years, I could be, you know, who knows by then.
But it didn't happen 6 years ago. This has never happened. Ever. Ever.
What, being a double-digit home favorite?
Over Florida.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's good. It's good to be.
But the next time, that a Florida team comes in here, I mean, look, we don't know how this program is going to progress. Not to be, you know, an alarmist or anything. We don't know what this team will look like next year.
What, our team?
Yeah, we don't know what it'll look like.
We're not going to be very good next year. That's why we need to – I understand what you're saying. We need to savor this year.
I'm not saying
we need to try to be good this year.
I'm not saying we won't be good next year because maybe Joe Milton steps in and he is every bit of what Hendon Hooker is, except maybe better. Maybe he fixes accuracy issues and you'll still have receivers and all that. Like, I'm not saying that, but we don't know. We don't know.
But you got to make memories while you can. That's the point.
Because one day you wake up and old Charlie's is gone.
You think Charlie will be dead in 4 years?
Oh, Charlie's. Although Charlie was pretty sad last night about his Titans. He has to slow down a little bit. He was tweeting about how his life is ruined. I was like, relax, bro. Get a grip. It's week two.
He needs to find a woman.
He needs to find God.
I don't think God's going to do it.
Week two, bro. Relax.
I need to find a woman, too. Think I'll find love Saturday?
Yes, but it'll be a disguise and a Brew McCoy touchdown catch.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
That's as good as anything this weekend.
Yep. Yep. It
would be a pretty good feeling. A similar release.
Yeah. Yeah. Some say even better.
It'll be kind of like when Dale Earnhardt won the Daytona 500 for the first time. And he was coming around and the call was like, 20 years of frustration, 20 years of trying. Finally, Dale Earnhardt has won the Daytona 500 when he did it for the first time in 98. It'll be kind of like that, even though it won't be, you know, we did get one in the last 16 years, but similar kind of thing. The rest of college football will be congratulating us. They'll be appreciative of what we've done.
They're going to be so sick. They're going to be so sick when we're back.
I think people are going to be proud of us for beating down Florida. Well, the nation will be rooting for us.
There will be a sect of people who are miserable, but they already hate us. I'm talking about the blue check journalists. They'll hate us. The people who love college football will be like, it's so awesome seeing this scene in Tennessee. But your Dan Watkins, your Pat Fortys, those people will be like, yeah.
Who cares?
I'm talking about those people.
I hope they all die.
College football in general is going to be ecstatic when the Vols are back. Tyler Wyatt writes in, Vol football 29-1 in their last 30 as a double-digit home favorite. We've only lost once as a double-digit home favorite. That's a big deal in college football to be a double-digit home favorite. Georgia State, I could see you furrowing your brow. Yeah, oh. Georgia State was a loss.
Goodness. Yeah, double-digit home favorite, it's a good sign. Means, generally speaking, you're going to win.
That's where we're at right now against Florida.
Yeah, we're going to win. We're going to win.
Imagine telling yourself that when Josh Heupel was hired. That in his very first home game against Florida, he was going to be a double-digit home favorite. And that Florida team was going to be ranked in the top 20. This is crazy to think about. Hour two in the books. Kick off hour three of headlines. Got some Tuesday trivia coming at you. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.